Lindsay?
Yes, my wife has the woke up, not very responsive, and she's underweight. She's
okay. What's the address, sir? It's already been started. How old is she?
She's 39.
Is she conscious right now? Is she awake?
She's conscious. She's just squirming and can't put any words together.
Like slurred speech?
It's not even slurred speech. It's like more
confused speech.
What's that?
Is it more like confused speech, or is there any pain or any words that she's saying?
There's no words. Yeah.
So she's just moaning. Is that right?
I'm sorry.
Is she just moaning?
Yes, she's moaning.
Okay, does it look like she's in any pain in any particular place? Like, is she clutching her chest, holding her stomach, anything?
No, she's not touching her chest or her stomach.
So she's not responsive to you, all right?
Exactly. She's trying to come out of it, but she can't, sort of thing.
Come out of what? Did you see her have a seizure? Did you see anything?
I didn't see anything. I woke up, and I gave her medications. She's, she hasn't had any medications for over 6 hours.
What kind of medications does she have, or what do you give her medication for?
Well, she's a fighting anorexia, and she's underweight. She takes a cyclobenzaprine, which is like a Flexeril for muscle spasms. A heater. Hold on a second.
What did you just say? A heater?
Yeah, my roommate's here, and he was just saying turn the key.
Okay, when's the last time? Has she had her medications regularly?
She hasn't had her usual medication as far as with her pain medicine. I woke up to see if she was all right, to see if she takes the...
She takes is pain medications? Anything else?
She takes the fentanyl. It's like a fentanyl patch that she has on a 24.
Okay, so pain medications, what else? Is she taking anorexic medication?
She takes nausea medication. She has muscle spasm medication. And then she has a sleep medication that she takes at night. It's Zolpidem.
Has she been taking them all regularly, or do you think she might have taken too much sleep medications or anything?
It's been for years she's been taking them.
You don't think she might have overdosed or taken too much sleep since last night, correct?
No, yeah, exactly.
Okay, is there any nausea or vomiting?
No. She can't respond right now to let me know about
the nausea. Does it look like she's going to vomit or, make any noise or anything like that?
It's just like a moaning thing.
Okay, and how's her skin color? Is she pale, cold, or sweaty?
Is she sweaty? No, she's not sweaty.
So she looks normal color to you as far as her skin, is that right?
It's what she usually looks like, yeah. My bad. She's already pretty pale as it
is. Okay, paramedics have already been started, okay? Just keep talking to her. Her breathing seems okay in her position right now?
One thing to mention, we live downstairs in a townhouse, and it's easier access for them to come through the back, and I guess when the fire department gets here, I'll coach them with where to go.
Okay, so the back of the address, is it on Arroyo Seco?
Yeah, it's on Arroyo Seco, but it's they would want to pick up, come in through the back. I could carry her out.
No. Don't do any carrying. But the back of the house, is that accessed off Arroyo Seco, or is that off another street?
Arroyo Seco,
Okay, you said there's a friend there, right? So just have your buddy being outside waiting for us to flag us down, okay? Tell us which way to go when you see the fire engine. We'll probably pull up to the front of the house on Arroyo Seco. If you think that's different, just flag him down and tell him what to do, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we'll be right there. If something changes, gets worse with her breathing or anything, you call me right back, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right there.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name's Dawn, but you can call anybody back on 911. We're here to help, okay?
So call Dawn. Okay, thank you.
We'll be right there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.